Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Wonderful. It's so good to be together in the presence of God. And we want to say a huge welcome to every guest that's here today. If you're returning, if you're here for the first time, it is a true honor for us to host you. And we just really believing today that you would see that God is alive, that He loves you, that He's for you, that He has a plan for your life. And we want to help you in any way we can to encounter God, encounter Jesus, and start a dynamic relationship with God. That's our heart for you today. And so we're so glad if you're joining us for the first, second, third time. And we are kicking off, like I said, what we call a campaign. We're kicking off a new theme, a new series that is based in the book of Acts. Everyone say Acts. It is the Acts of the disciples, the followers of Jesus, the apostles. They're empowered by the Spirit. And really, we start to see the New Testament church arise and start to spread the gospel, start to preach the good news, start to baptize people, and start to build the church. The only thing, by the way, that Jesus ever said He would build is His church. And so we're going to be in the book of Acts for the next 6 weeks, unpacking this. This is the theme. This is the banner. Go into all the world. Go into all the world. Can I get a good amen today, everybody? Amen. We are called to go into all the world. And, you know, the beautiful thing about living in Sydney is that the whole world is here, everybody. You don't have to leave Sydney to see the whole world. Every nation pretty much in this city is represented. And so it's an incredible opportunity for us to go into the world in our own city and share the good news of Jesus with every ethnicity, every race, every background. What a beautiful privilege that is. And here's the thing. If you could summarize what are we talking about over the next 6 weeks from the book of Acts, we would kind of put it into this sentence. You ready? Are you ready? Come on, say I'm ready. I know. Come on, talk to the screen. Yeah. You talk to the screens all the time. Don't act like you don't. Talk to the screen today. You ready? The thought we're summarizing today from the book of Acts, so we're really unpacking, is that the Holy Spirit gives us the grace and the power to share the good news of Jesus with the world around us. The Holy Spirit gives us the grace and the power to share the good news of Jesus with the world around us. And you know, the reason this matters, why does this matter? This matters because, you know, when you receive good news, it's only natural to share it, right? When you get good news, it's only natural to share it with others. You know, like when Oakland graduated from Super Seals in his swimming class to Little Kickers, he's become a kicker. When he graduated, it was good news. It's only natural for him to share it with everybody. You know, everybody. He was sharing with the local duck. You know, he was talking to the bin chicken the other day. You know, he's sharing the good news that he's graduated from being a Super Seal to a kicker. And I'm a proud dad totally, so I'm sharing it with, you know, his grandparents and siblings and my siblings and Poppy, who's only 6 weeks old, whatever, 8 weeks old, whatever it is. And here's the thing. It's very natural when you receive good news to want to share it. And the reason this matters is because we don't have just any old good news. We have the good news of the gospel, everybody. Come on, everybody. We have the good news that Jesus Christ died, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, sent the Holy Spirit, and is going to return one day. This is the good news that we have. And when you fully receive the good news, you feel compelled to share it. And so it matters that we go into all the world, that we don't stay in our own comfort, that we don't stay in what we know, but that we go. We go. Everyone say go. Come on, say it louder. Say go. Go into all the world. Paul talks about becoming all things to all men that he may win some when he's writing to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 9:22. This is the heart, that we would win people to the love of God, that they would see that God loves them, that Jesus died for them, that God is alive, that they are not as far as they think they are from God, that there's no shame, guilt, regret, past mistakes, soul attachments to things that are evil or not healthy that can stop them from receiving the forgiveness and the work of the cross if they turn to Jesus. If you will turn from your own way and turn to Christ, the blood of Jesus washes, cleanses, and saves the soul of every human that cries out to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. This is the good news. And so we must go. We must go. And that's why we're going to be in the book of Acts. The book of Acts is an incredible picture of the body of Christ going into all the world. Going into all the world. And we're going to really focus over the next 6 weeks, including today, we're going to focus on the stories of individuals you don't always hear about. We know Paul, you know, Saul to Paul. We know Peter, who was Simon Peter. We know some of those famous characters, maybe you don't, but read about it in the book of Acts. But we're actually going to focus on some other people that have a significant part to play in what God does through the book of Acts and the spreading of the good news. So there's some people I want you to meet that we're going to be looking at through the book of Acts. And so next week, we're going to be looking at the story of Philip. Look at this guy. Here he is. Now, everyone, this is not a photo. This is just like an impression of what he might have looked like. But Philip, he had so many Holy Spirit-led adventures in the book of Acts. And we're going to unpack how the Holy Spirit used Philip. Any Philips today? Come on, give us a shout. Yeah, wave your hand if your name's Philip. Come on, you're going to love next week, Philip. Don't miss it. Then we got Barnabas. Any Barnabases here today? Yeah, if there is, wow, we love that. What a great name. Barnabas means son of encouragement. So the week after Philip, we're going to be looking at the story of Barnabas, who came alongside Paul, who had just gone from Saul murdering Christians to now being called by Jesus himself to preach the good news to the Gentiles. And so we're going to unpack how Barnabas helped release Paul into his destiny, into his call on his life. And then we're going to look at Timothy, this guy, Timothy. Any Timothys here today? Come on, Tim. Come on, shout. Let us know. Yeah, we love you, Tim. Timothy, this guy, we're going to learn from him about overcoming fear. Overcoming fear to be a witness and be bold and to build the church. That's what Timothy did, but he had to overcome fear. Then we're going to look at this wonderful lady, Lydia. Here she is, Lydia. Any Lydias here today? Come on, shout out. We love you, Lydia, if you're here today. Lydia's. We're going to talk about Lydia's story. She had the gift of giving, and we're going to see how her generosity advanced the kingdom and the building of the church through the book of Acts. Now, that's the next 6 weeks, the seventh week. After that, we have a little thing, everybody, called Vision Builders. Hello, we have Vision Builders. So we're going to have our dinner, which is on the Friday night, and then we're going to have Vision Builders Sunday. And this is where, as a church, we come around our five pillars of vision. That is about advancing the gospel through building our local church and through reaching Sydney, Australia, and the world through initiatives that are going to make a great difference in people's lives for the glory of God. And so we're going to come and ask God, what can I contribute? We're going to be like Lydia. We're going to say, God, what can I bring to help advance the gospel in the earth? And so that's very exciting. There's the dates, 20th of June. You've got the Save the Date happening 20th of June. There's a date. Lock it in on the Friday night dinner. Book that in. Go to our website. And then on that Sunday, we're going to have an incredible Sunday as we bring our gift to God. We get prayed for and we really commit to what He's calling us to do over the next 12 months. So it's very exciting, everybody. Do not miss a week. The next 6 weeks and then the seventh week of Vision Builder is going to be an incredible time. We're very excited. I just believe that fresh call of God is going to come into your life. If you're new to Christ, I just believe that you're going to find the good news that you have received pouring out of your life into your work colleagues, into your family, into your friends. They're going to start to see the work that Jesus is doing in your life, and it's going to overflow. It's going to spread into other people. They're going to see the good news in your life and receive it too. Can I get a good amen today, everybody? Come on. Yeah. Come on, church. Amen. So today we're going to do something a little different, but I want to kick things off first in this scripture where we're going to start in the book of Acts, chapter 2, 1 to 11. Then we're going to look at verse 41 at the end, going to unpack it a little bit, and then I'm going to let you know what's happening next. You okay? You good? Give me a thumbs up. Okay. Book of Acts. So here we go, everybody. We're going to read this. Let me set it up for you. Luke and Acts are written by the same person, by Luke, and it's written actually as one narrative, one book, but they split it up into two. Luke focusing on Jesus, Acts focusing on the apostles and the disciples. And so what we need to understand here is that when we look at Luke and Acts as one, I would recommend reading it as one. Read Luke and Acts straight after. When we look at it as one in full, we see that it is the story, Acts is the story, and Luke and Acts, story of the disciples receiving what Jesus received in order to do what Jesus did. Jesus was spirit empowered. We look in Luke 3:21, filled with the Holy Spirit, the dove ascends on him, descends on him. Luke 4:14, he was empowered by the Spirit. Luke 4:18, he's filled with the Spirit to come and proclaim the good news, to set the captives free. That which Jesus was filled with, the Holy Spirit, the plan is for the disciples to be filled with that same Spirit. So they receive what Jesus received so they can do what Jesus did. And so let's come to Acts 2, this incredible moment. You ready? It says this, when the day of Pentecost came, come on, we love the day of Pentecost. They were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled, not emptied, filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment. They were amazed because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, don't judge my pronunciation, you try. Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue, spreading the good news, and they heard it in their own native language. Come down to verse 41. It says, those who accepted his message, Peter preached the gospel, were baptized. Come on, we've seen so many people baptized this year, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Everybody, that is amazing. This is the book of Acts. And what spread, the good news, go into all the world. The good news spreading started with an encounter with God. And so, everybody, we're going to do something different today. As we launch this, you're going to hear from one of our location pastors coming in the Northern Beaches, Lower North Shore, Upper North Shore, Central West. In the Lower North Shore, we're going to hear from one of our core team, one of our overseers, and they're going to share their story of how they encountered God, their testimony of how they had a revelation of Jesus, and who was involved, the people that God used in their life to help them come to that place of revelation of Christ. So everybody, I want you to put your hands together right now and welcome your location pastor, or in the Lower North Shore, one of our overseers. Come on, everybody, put your hands together and welcome them up right now. Go for it, guys. God bless you.
Hey, can we thank Pastor Al? I know he's not here this morning, but kicking us off, launching us into our Go Into All the World campaign, which we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks. But I'm going to take about 7 or so minutes, and I'm going to share a bit of my story, which I'm aware that a lot of you may have heard it before. But I grew up in a Christian family. I grew up in church, grew up in this church, as a matter of fact. I went to a Christian school, and in a lot of ways have been a Christian my whole life. But there was definitely a defining moment for me. And one of the stories in the Bible that I really connect with is when Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And the disciples reply, "Some say you're John the Baptist, others say you're Elijah." But then he goes on to say this and ask this. He says, "But who do you say I am?" And there definitely came a point in my journey where I had to answer that question for myself. Not what do my parents think, not what do my friends, my peers think, not what do my youth leaders think, but what do I believe? When I was 16 years old, my good friend Simon French, who is the son of Greg and Julie French, and his cousin Matt Crocker, and if you've been a part of worship teams or know your worship music, that is a name you might be familiar with. Matt has written many songs that have been sung in churches all around the world. And when we were in our mid-teens, we started a punk rock band. And we would almost every weekend get together, we'd write songs, and we ended up recording a number of those songs. Back in the late 90s, early noughties, existed a music television station by the name of Channel V, and it sadly no longer exists, but in its time was a well-known station, and it kind of was like MTV for Australia. In the year 2000, Channel V had a competition where bands or artists could send in their recordings of their music in the hope to be discovered and maybe sign a record deal. And so we partook in this competition along with 5,000 other bands from across Australia and New Zealand. And I don't have time to go into all the specifics and the details of it, but there were two prizes to be won. There was the winner, in which the judges picked, and there was what was called the Viewer's Choice Award, and that was who the public voted for. And I guess very similar to say The Voice or Australian Idol, but well before those shows existed. Anyway, turns out we won the Viewer's Choice Award. The band that won the competition, how's this, was a band that consisted of Joel Houston, Marty Sampson, Luke Munns, and Mike Chislett, who are, you know, the original Hillsong United band. And so at this point in my life, and I'm in my last year of high school, I'm 16 years of age, both my parents are school teachers, I'm doing my HSC, and they're having a freak out. And at this point, you know, things just started to open up for us. We're getting opportunity after opportunity. We're performing regularly. We've got, you know, interest from record labels, etc. And for time's sake, I can't, you know, I don't have time to go into further detail. But in a moment when I cue it, guys, I am going to show a photo and share a photo with you, okay? When I cue it, guys, up the back, wait for my instruction. This is a bit embarrassing for me, but let's have a laugh at my expense. Up until a couple years ago, existed a magazine called Dolly Magazine. And there's nowhere to put it. Dolly Magazine was a trashy magazine for teenage girls. Well, in the 2001 May issue, Simon French and I were the centerfold poster. I'm not even going to turn around. You can take that down. Thank you. Oh, is it not up yet? Okay, there we are. Okay, I'll do a little fun fact. So the lady at Dolly Magazine, she interviewed me. And sorry, this is only kind of half the poster. And I was actually dating Kaylee at the time. And somehow Kaylee came up in the conversation, but the interviewer thought I said Haley. And so in the interview here, in the copy, is a mention of my girlfriend. However, it says Haley, not Kaylee. Anyway, you can take that down. Thank you. Thank you very much. about 18 months after, something in my heart began to happen. And something didn't feel quite right. I wasn't quite sure what it was, and I was quite confused, and I wrestled with it for quite some time. The call of God, it's wording we would typically give to God's plan and purpose for our lives, and there's truth to that. But what is the call of God? The call of God is a call to God. It's less about what you will do and more about who you are called to. My grandmother, Helen Anderson, and for those that don't know, Pastor Alex and I are cousins, and we share this same grandmother. I know I would not be who I am. I know I wouldn't be where I am and doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for the prayers of my grandmother. And I want to take just a quick moment. If you're a parent or a grandparent here, in particular a mother or a grandmother here, I want to say this: do not underestimate the power of your prayers for your family. Prayer is something we can all do, and all our prayers are powerful in Jesus' name. But there's something about the prayers of a mother and the prayers of a grandmother. Do not underestimate the power of your prayers, the powers of your prayers for your family. But not just her prayers, it was also her persistent quoting of the Bible. All through my childhood, all through my teenage years, her persistent quoting of the Bible, scriptures that will stay with me forever. Jesus said this. He said, if you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. Long story short, as much as I loved music, had dreams and aspirations, I gave it up. And I laid it down with no ambition of ever going back. And I just said yes to God. And I just fell in love with Jesus. And I did 2 years of Bible college back in the early noughties. And I just said yes to God and just was all in for Jesus. And if you ask me, you know, how did you get back into music, leading worship, writing songs for the church, and even being in the role I am with Kaylee as location pastors here, I honestly don't know. And over time, it just kind of happened. And there was a need, and I was asked to help, so I did. And I got involved in our worship team. I started leading worship in our youth ministry and writing songs for our youth ministry. And now down the track would come on staff and have now been doing this for over 20 years. And just this week, we're up on the Gold Coast at C3 Australia Conference. And I got to be a part of the team there and leading worship up there. And not that those type things are the goal for a worship leader. But I am just truly amazed by what God can do with someone, what God can do with anyone when they just say yes to Him. Does following Jesus mean life will be easy? No. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, in this life, you will have trouble. But then he goes on to say this, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And so we can take heart because we have an eternal hope in Christ Jesus. And I will finish with saying this, and then there's a few more things we're going to do, but I'll finish with saying this. The greatest thing you can do with your life is live for God. The greatest thing you can do with your life is live for God. Is live for God.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.